Cut. Print it, and let's move on to the next set.
Hi there. What a wonderful time for you to drop by. You know, they're just setting up to shoot a scene of our new star, and I'd love to introduce you before they begin. Honestly, we're all just bursting with excitement about this brilliant new performer. We think this one will not only win every award, hands down, but it's just going to win the hearts of people all over the country. Come on now. I want you to meet a great new star. The new 1953 Chevrolet. Wouldn't that new beauty steal any show? I declare it looks a mile long. And see how low it is. And that beautiful, beautiful grille. Every detail is so perfectly designed, I just keep looking and looking at it. And I'll tell you something. You can look at it from every possible angle, and you'll still come up with the same answer. It's the best-looking car in the whole world.
Okay, take your positions, kids.
Let's get set to rolling.
I tell you what, I have to make a costume change, so why don't you just stay here and watch them shoot the scene while I get ready for my next one, okay? I'll see you later.
Let's make it. Action.
And as you can see, it's completely new. New from bumper to bumper and so beautiful. The new full-width grille bumper and front-end treatment stresses the low road-hugging look with new crispness and new big car appearance. And from the side, the airfoil-shaped fender lines and wide double molding are all new to accent the length and grace of the beautiful Bel Air Fisher body. The car really is lower, yet there's more room inside. The windows have been redesigned for the maximum usable visibility without sacrifice of strength. The bright, extra-wide window trim adds to the airy feeling of the new one-piece curved windshield and the big wraparound rear window, both pioneered by General Motors. The trunk, you'll notice, has been newly designed to give you more space, a larger opening, and level, easier loading. Won't you?
Well, thank you. That's an invitation I can't resist. But, Jimmy, you don't need it.
I know, Judy. Just wait.
And don't you feel luxurious in that roomy interior? I just can't begin to tell you all the values that will be yours in Chevrolet for 1953. This body by Fisher is all new, from frame to hardware.
Notice the lustrous sheen of the upholstery. Every detail has been redesigned to give you true luxury styling with more comfort and pleasure.
Seems to have just everything you could ever ask for. But dear, what did you mean?
Shh. You'll find out.
The instrument panel has been redesigned so that all of the instruments and controls are together within easy reach and easy view for the driver. And it's more beautiful than ever. The steering wheel sits lower out of the line of vision, more comfortable for short trips or long trips. Notice the steering wheel grip. That's new too, to fit your hands more comfortably. Even the smallest details had the designer's attention. For instance, the brake pedal is reshaped to fit your foot more comfortably.
And on what other car would you find a combination of all these things with such luxury features as this year's front ventipane control crank, ordinarily found in only the highest priced cars?
It just seems they've thought of everything, haven't they?
Sure have.
But Jimmy, I just don't understand.
You will, dear. You will.
Okay, cut. Hold your positions.
Thank you. baby. No, she's through with me. She's leaving out of Texas. She's going home to Tennessee. And that's all right. It'll be okay. All I ever wanted was a 57 Chevrolet. I'm driving all night, heading through a pouring rain. A tank full of memories, my heart's full of pain. Never knew I'd leave it, it hurt me this way. All I ever wanted was a 57 Chevrolet. Driving all night, hand on the wheel, looking at the window for a heart to steal. And all my life, you know it's been this way. And all I wanted was a Chevrolet. Hey, my baby, well, she's through with me. She's living out of Texas, she's going on to Tennessee. That's all right, I'll be okay. All I ever wanted was a 57 Chevrolet. Driving all night, hand on the wheel, looking at the window for a heart to steal. All my life, you know it's been this way. And all I wanted was a Chevrolet. Hey, my baby, well, she's through with me. She's living out of Texas, she's going home to Tennessee. And that's all right, gonna be okay. All I ever wanted was a 57 Chevrolet. Yeah, all I ever wanted was a 57 Chevrolet.
By the door, we was going to the car. 100 miles to the gallon, 0 to 60 sometimes. I remember putting down the backseat and lying in the hatchback, looking at the sky, watching trees go by. I was the son of a preacher, and he was rich.
The 1964 Impala Sport Coupe by Chevrolet. You may be spending a lot of time here, so take a good look around. The moment you open the Body by Fisher door, you see the jet-smooth luxury of Chevrolet. Long-wearing fabrics grace the deep cushioned seats. Subtle geometric patterns are matched with tone-on-tone weaves. Luxurious deep-twist carpeting throughout reflects the decorator touch, so characteristic of all 1964 Chevrolets. Why buy a more expensive car when you get such elegance in Chevrolet for 1964? See it tomorrow at your Chevrolet dealers.
The streets in my Chevy 64, where tatters and gam as sharp as steel. you can't go wrong in town behind the wheel. In my 64 Chevy, I got to ride the beat. Chevy, 64. Chevy, 64. Just gotta put his mercy upon my soul in my brand new Chevy 64. It's black and it got four doors with a wee end engine, that's all for sure. Tonight I'm cruising the streets in my Chevy 64 with headers and cam as sharp as steel. You can't go wrong in town behind the wheel. In my 64 Chevy, I got the right feel. Chevy 64. Chevy 64. Just gotta put his mercy upon my soul in my brand new Chevy 64.
I still recall the first time that I saw her standing right next to a new Corvette. I knew right then and there I had to have her. That's one choice I never will regret. The days and weeks and months have flown between us. The miles we've traveled sure have been a few. No, I'm not the man that I once was, but she looks just as good as when she was brand new. Through the pine trees of eastern Oklahoma, to the wheat fields up in Tennessee, down Detroit Avenue up in Tulsa, or on Main Street of downtown OKC. We turn every head our way, we're never out of place. I'm talking about my Chevy truck and me. Looking back on our first day together, taking those old back roads just for fun, it's a strange way to feel about leather, glass, and steel. But I know that I can't be the only one. Through the pine trees of eastern Oklahoma, to the wheat fields up in Tennessee, down Detroit Avenue up in Tulsa, or on Main Street of downtown OKC. We turn every head our way, we're never out of place. I'm talking about my Chevy truck and me. I still recall the first time that I saw her.
Well, I wanted to work it out and give it a shot. You said just forget it, boy, and took all that I got. Well, there's one thing that you missed, girl, got a little bit of luck. At least you didn't try to take my old Chevy truck. Well, she's beat up, old, and dirty, that's why you said thank you, no. 'Cause with all your fancy lawyers, that truck would have to go. But I guess you didn't want her, 'cause she's ugly, that's true. Well, you can have all the money, I'll take. You know it was that truck that made my life so real. 500,000 miles, still spins like a top. Now I'm glad you didn't take that old Chevy truck. Want it, 'cause it looks kinda rough. But the days that I had her, she's proven mighty tough. I'm glad you don't want her, she'll be around, that's a fact. After the money runs out and you find yourself flat, she hauls tons of rock and many tons of steel. You know it was that truck that made my life so real. 500,000 miles, still spins like a top. Now I'm glad you didn't take that old Chevy truck. Go ahead and take the money and go find your own luck, 'cause I'll be driving towards the sunset in that good old Chevy truck.
Santa wants a Chevy, only a 55 will do. Don't want no Toyota, Honda, or Subaru. When I get behind the wheel, I wanna feel that Detroit steel. Santa wants a Chevy, only a 55 will do. The sleigh, she's old and getting kind of slow. Round and round the world, she's got to go. I've got to go many miles, might as well.
the crazy new way to send a message today. It flashed on a screen too quick to see,
but still you get it subliminally.
Put on your specs, pull up your chair, and see if you can see what's coming through the air.
Ladies and gentlemen, the 59 Chevy.
See it?
Isn't it beautiful?
Some car, huh, folks? That was the 59 Chevy just then.
All new, all over again.
In case you missed it going by,
we're gonna give you all another try. See it? Now bet you've seen the new Chevrolet
in a somewhat subliminal way.
We hope that you'll place your order right now
for the 59 Chevy.
Here's how. Just go see your Chevrolet dealer right now.
The 59 Chevy's due out Thursday, October 16th. But you can get the details and place your order in advance.
So come right in
and right away
to your Chevrolet dealer. For Chevrolet.
See it?
Parking lots and stands were filled to capacity as enthusiasts turned out in droves. Hot rodding has really come of age in the last decade. Draws to a close. Records have been set and broken. Ideas have been exchanged. Enthusiasts will return to garages and workshops to create new machines that will go a little faster and get from here to there in a little less time.
Fire red T-Bird made me look a little out of style as I sit there in Daddy's old Bel Air lined up for the quarter mile. Everybody from the high school showed up and gathered round. I was scared to death and praying to myself, now Chevy don't let me down. Becky Joe dropped a towel in the road and we both stepped on the gas. We were running neck and neck when we reached the overpass. He was pushing that T-Bird and I heard it make an awful sound. Well,
Well, I just laughed and I petted the dash and said, Chevy, don't let me down. Don't let me down. That steady old Chevy has seen me happy and seen me sad. We cruised through a lot of good times and rolled out the bad. It'll never see a for sale sign as long as I'm around. Your friends may come and friends may go, but that Chevy don't let me down. It's been known to run hot, put her out from time to time. And that's just what it did on an old dirt road with Becky Joe sitting by my side. While we waited for it to cool off, things heated up all around. Yeah, I might have missed that very first kiss, but this Chevy don't let me down. Don't let me down. That steady old Chevy has seen me happy and seen me sad. We cruised through a lot of good times and rolled out the bad. It'll never see a for sale sign as long as I'm around. Yeah, friends may come and friends may go, but that Chevy don't let me down. Later on, she and I spent many a night with the top down under the moon. And after the wedding, it took me and Becky on a hell of a honeymoon. Don't let me down. That steady old Chevy has seen me happy and seen me sad. We cruised through a lot of good times and rolled out the bad. It'll never see a for sale sign as long as I'm around. Yeah, friends may come and friends may go, but that Chevy don't let me down. You know, friends may come and friends may go, but that Chevy don't let me down.
Hi, this is Lorne Greene. You know, Ben Cartwright of Bonanza. The boys and I are sure you're going to find this mighty good listening.
Roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll. It's a brand new car, better by far. Roll Chevy roll, there's five great cars for you to see today. There's five great cars for you to see today. 1043 models all made by Chevrolet. It's a low-priced car that's got the sports car flair. For fun and action, it's beyond compare. You'll get all this and the 64 Corvair. Roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll. It's a brand new car, better by far, roll Chevy roll. Well, we've got the sharpest sports car yet. Well, we've got the sharpest sports car yet. In two great models, it's the new Corvette. There's just one thing that we'd like you to do. There's just one thing that we'd like you to do. Just take a look at the brand new Chevy 2. Roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll, roll Chevy roll. It's a brand new car, better by far. Roll Chevy roll, there's a brand new car that Chevy's got out today. Well, 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 it's the new Chevelle, hooray. Just a little bit smaller than a full-size Chevrolet. The car that gives them more in every way is the hottest seller in the USA. The smartest make to move is Chevrolet. Oh.
Yes, sir, take it from Ben Cartwright. Those 64 Chevrolet cars are something to sing about. Fact is, your Chevrolet dealer invites you to stop in to take a Chevrolet Smile Mile, the smartest move you'll ever make. And while you're there, be sure to ask for your Bonanza-style song album with lyrics to more than 200 of America's favorite songs. The man to ask is at your Chevrolet dealer's. His name is written on the back of this record. Oh, and I hope you'll be seeing us on the Bonanza Show.
Roll, Chevy, roll. Roll, Chevy, roll. Roll, Chevy, roll.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and or good evening, and welcome to another edition of the Bit Slap with me, your host, KBC. And we have, I'll let you guess what we're dealing with today. It was inspired by me driving along the road the other day and seeing a sign that was to change everything for the week. The sign said, car show. I said, hey, there's an idea, a car show. We'll do a car show. So I started doing my research and decided to... There's so much Chevy songs out there, I decided we'll dedicate today's show to Chevys. GM's been in hot water lately. I think they deserve better. What do I know? Anyway, having been a Chevy guy most of my life, I figured it's the least I can do. So, we started with kind of a commercial shoot for the 1953 Bel Air from like the Dinosaur show. Back in 1953, I was for a 53 Bel Air. That's the kind of car I grew up with. We had one of those when I was growing up. It was white on the bottom, red on the top. And it had two doors. And the little windows on the side, that little triangle window, that cranked open. I remember that thing talking about that here. All right, after that, Ray and his little Chevrolet was Benny Kruger and his orchestra featuring Billy Jones and Ernie Hare on vocals. You know those two as the Happiness Boys. Kyle Ray Hines after that from 1957. Probably wasn't 57, but it was about a 57 Chevrolet. Chevrolet from ZZ Top from 1972. Audio Adrenaline, Chevette. How many of you remember Chevettes, much less admit to having one? Or a Vega. My mom had a Vega. She got rear-ended and it cracked the engine block. 64 Chevy, Somebody Anonymous. I don't know who that was. My Chevy Truck and Me was Clancy Davis. The Late Boomers gave us that old Chevy truck. Blue Chunks and Santa Wants a Chevy. Let's see, who else do we have there? We had the Jaguars and Chevy Shutdown, followed by Chevy Don't Let Me Down from Jeff Bates. And then a cardboard flexi disc from 1964 featuring Lauren Green and as in his disguise as Ben Cartwright, and that was Roll Chevy Roll. With his singing buddies. So we got Chevy songs today. I guess you could figure that out. So the less I say about it, the better. Let's just get back to it. Got a couple from everybody's favorite type of Chevys coming up. All right? So hang in there.
Corvette. that's the fall. You ought to feel that big 290 horsepower. A go. It's not a Keeper or a Genie, but a mighty Becker Bid. It's not a Cheever or a Genie, but a mighty Becker Bid. It's not a Cheever or a Genie, but a mighty Becker Bid. Corvette. A bigger rear end. Traction method hitters and a bigger rear end. Traction method hitters and a bigger rear end. Traction method spoiler traction tube. Stick shift, hot damn new quad, the supercharger stick shift. Hot damn new quad, the supercharger stick shift. Hot damn new quad, the supercharger.
Woo! Bam!
Man, tough.
Stick shift, hot damn new quad, the supercharger stick shift. Hot damn new quad, the supercharger stick shift. Hot damn new quad, the supercharger.
She's really my prize.
You'll all get your turn. She's bright red, pretty conservative.
gets over 30 miles a gallon in sixth gear at 55. But I can't drive 55. Go get you an American dream. Drive a Corvette. Gotta love that Corvette. Get it, girl.
Hey, do you see what I see, Johnny? Yeah, it's a big fat rabbit. Hey, you the Easter Bunny? You're out kind of late, aren't you?
Just finishing up my rounds. Had a lot of eggs to deliver this Easter.
How come you're driving a Corvette? I thought you hopped around.
Well, this is the modern way to hop around, Mary. You see, I'm a pretty big bunny.
Yeah!
I need lots of room in a car. My legs are very long. And my feet awful big. And my ears, well, when I found that a Corvette had so much room inside, I decided that was a car for me.
Say, where do you carry everything?
I have two places. One is right here in back, where I carry all my carrots. The back seat folds down, just like in a station wagon.
Wow!
And the second place...
We know, up front. Eggs up there?
Might be. Let's go look. Yes, I think I see a couple way down there. Just a minute.
Find them, Mr. Easter Bunny?
Yep. Coming right out. These are the last two. Sure carried a load of eggs in that trunk today.
Mr. Bunny. Boy, what do we tell the folks about this?
Oh, they'll never believe you, Johnny. Who ever heard of a rabbit driving a Corvette? So long.
So long, Mr. Easter Bunny.
I'm crazy, but I just don't care. I'm cruising in my Chevy Corvette. Growing up, I had a spider engine, it was awesome. Shiny red with a convertible top, and think it's gonna be rolling out with just my pie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, tires ain't the best, so I carry jack. You have to ride up front, put the engine in the back. I got a big beer cooler right next to me. But if you want to come along, just do a ride free. And you can tell Ralph Nader that I damn near made her. I'm cruising in my Chevy Corvette. Well, my dad had one when I was growing up. Had a spider engine, it was awesome too. Shiny red with a convertible top. And think it's gonna be rolling out with just my pie. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rubber corner's wide and got four doors. And it was made in America in 64. Well, shakes a little, but it's not too bad. Yeah, now I got me a car like that. Yeah, the people say we're crazy, but I just don't care. We're cruising in a Chevy Corvette. Yeah, tell Ralph Nader that I've been there, made it. I'm cruising in my Chevy Corvette.
I got a gal who drives the most Corvette, baby. We head for the course way down on the coast. Corvette, baby, I make the first turn, she says, oh yeah. I'll make the second, she'll smile. By the time we're in the straightaway, she's by my side. Whoa, yeah, she digs my style. Stick with me, babe, again, stay by my side. Corvette, baby, 'cause I want you there whenever we ride. Corvette, baby, we'll be together wherever we go, and everybody will know. Hey, you're my baby, my Corvette baby, and I'll never let you go. She'll smile. By the time we're in the street away, she's by my side. Oh yeah, she digs my style. Stick with me, babe, and stay by my side. Corvette, baby, 'cause I want you there whenever we ride. Corvette, baby, now we'll be together wherever we go, and everybody will know. You're my baby, my Corvette baby, and I'll never let you go. Hey, you're my baby, my Corvette baby, and I'll never let you go. Oh, you're my baby, my Corvette baby, and I'll, no one ever let you go.
Everywhere, Corvette by Chevrolet. proving, the proving, to make it come alright.
9 years of designing, of sweat and refining,
to make it trim and light. Everyone was asking, will it happen? Is it true? Well, now comes the moment for you to come and meet the newest car in town, Corvair by Chevrolet. Will take your breath away. Meet the car to make a stop and stare. The new Corvair is on its way.
So swift,
so slim,
so boy, what a pleasure to drive.
So right,
so
trim,
it makes you feel glad you're alive. To drive the dream come true, they're cheering everywhere. Corvette.
It was late Friday night, I was wasted all right, when I saw a mullet named Harold. His words pierced his tears like a stud in his ear. They stopped making Firebirds and Camaros. As my buzz was extreme, I excused this blaspheme as the ravings of a dude high on whippets. But then others confirmed what I had just learned. General Motors was betraying the mullets. The car's coolness in class weren't apparent at first glance, but those who drove it did learn. Hawkers, you could spit out of the T-top slits, drag race and beat any rice burner. Objects seen nearer in the rearview mirror where my feathered roach clip hung. And the backstage pass is taped to the glass from when Crocus opened up for Neil Young. The car's beauty was such that it got me laid much. When chicks thought the deal was sealed, I'd say, let's go for a ride. And then once inside, their high tops would leave prints on the windshield. The seats went back far so the chick could see the stars. Through the T-top, it was romantic. We dry hump away to the sounds of Fast Way. The small seats made the tits look gigantic. The pride that I feel from owning these wheels is so great that nothing could dull it. It's my shell, I'm the turtle, I'm the waist, it's my girdle. It's the reason that I have a mullet. So tonight, drink a toast to the cause with the most balls, cause they stopped making Firebirds and Camaros.
Forget about your Hemis and your GTOs. I've got a new machine and she really goes. When I pass you on the drag strip, you'll know darn well been beaten by a porcupine. VHFL. Jacking it up now, you better be quick. Nothing can outrun my SS-396. There's lots of chrome goodies sitting under the hood. She looks real pretty like a tough one should. On her redline tire, she sits real mean. She's the coolest hot one you've ever seen. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Everybody's digging my SS-396. Look at her go. Bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the Super Sport wants to get off the line. Cruising the highway, I get my kicks. Nothing can match my SS-396. Look at her go. Bucket seat. When the four-speed tranny is starting to whine, we'll know that the Super Sport wants to get off the line.
couple specialty Chevy songs for you there. Those of you who like your models. We started with the Corvettes and Corvette. Followed by the Superstocks, 54 Corvette, The American Dream. The Corvette song was Clint Cameron Burgess. And then we moved to Corvairs, starting with a commercial for Corvair from the Easter Bunny of all people. Yes, Easter Bunny drove a Corvair. And you have to see this. I'm going to put this up online. It'll scare the living shit out of you. Don't let the kids near. I swear. It's worse than pornography, okay? The Corvair song, Tough Little Buggy, My Little Corvair, was the New Beats. The Corvair song from Joe Parr, Corvair Baby, Paul Revere and the Raiders. And then we move to the Camaro set. Red Camaro was Rascal Flatts, the Camaro song from someone who wasn't going to take any credit for that, believe me. SS-396, Paul Revere and the Raiders again, and the Ramones. Go, Little Cobra, go. And then stop. Okay, fine. Okay, that does it. I've owned 5 Chevys in my life. I've owned 2 Malibus, 2 Corvairs, and an Impala. The Impala and one of the Corvairs I wrecked. One of the Corvairs burned to death on a highway in Miami. And the Malibus did pretty well. One of the Malibus was actually my girlfriend's at the time, but she let me drive it a lot. And I also had my 65 convertible. The 67, I think, is still on the road. The 65 convertible, beautiful car. Turned it off one night, it made this mysterious clunk, and next morning I came out and it never started again. Shit happens, man. Right now, I'm driving a Subaru. I'm an old man now, so I get to drive a Subaru. I'm driving a Forester. You'll recognize it. It's the one with the FMU bumper sticker on it. I did have an Impreza, but that's the one that threw a timing belt in Massachusetts this last winter on my way up to Maine. Never to run again. So, okay. So, that does it for now. I got a couple more for a couple more Chevy things for you. I'll talk to you again next week. The moving thing may be accelerating. I don't know yet. I'm going to be the last one to know, apparently. So I'll keep you posted as best I can. But one of these weeks, I will disappear. Only to reappear as if by magic 500 miles away. So you can look forward to that. In the meantime, have a good week. And kiss your car. Especially if it's a Chevy.
USA in your Chevrolet. America is asking you to call. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA. See it in your Chevrolet.
Traveling east, traveling west, wherever you go, Chevy service is best. Southward or north, near place or far, there's a Chevrolet dealer for your Chevrolet car.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. The Rockies way out west are calling you. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA, where fields of golden wheat pass in review. Whether traveling light or with a load that's heavy, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy. So make a date today to see the USA and see it in your Chevrolet.
Oh yeah, costumes. We all live in a Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu. We're all gonna live in a Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu. We're all gonna live in a Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu.
Live in a Chevy.
Chevy Malibu, a Chevy Malibu.